Sounds good.
Okay, welcome everybody. This is Justin Lee with PennStateFanTalk.com. You're here for another free live teleseminar with us, where today we've got Mr. John Tichy. He is the Vice President of Paternoville for this season, and he has been gracious enough to join us on the line and keep everybody up to date with what's going on and also ask, take all of your questions. So without further ado, let me introduce John. John, are you there?
Justin, how are you?
Awesome, awesome. John, huge week. First real game on the season this year. Tell me a little bit about what's going on up at not just Paternoville, but just on campus in terms of sense of anticipation and what the feeling in the air is.
I'll tell you what, campus is about to explode. It's just been, you know, obviously with the way things ended last year at the Rose Bowl, we all felt like we had some unfinished business. And then, you know, the first 3 weeks was just kind of like a brutal wait for this, but people are jacked up. This place is ready to get rocking.
Okay, so right now we're on the phone, we're live. You're in State College. Where specifically exactly are you right now?
Right now, I am currently sitting in what has been aptly named the White House at Paternoville, which is my tent. And the president's tent are right next to each other with a canopy tent, and it's named the White House, so that's where I am right now.
Okay, and you're right there, and you can actually verify this fact that you're actually sitting in Paternoville right now?
I can verify it for the people. Give me a sec here. We are! There you go.
Sounds very authentic. That is awesome. So let's talk a little bit about it. It's Thursday, 6 Eastern. Tell me what you got set up right now as far as tents and people.
We are right now at 110 tents with at least two more coming on Friday night from Altoona. And we have over 900 people signed in. We are, I believe, 11 tents short of the record, which was set in 2005 for Ohio State.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that is awesome. And when did people start showing up this week?
People started showing up on Monday before sunrise. Monday was a very long day for myself and the officers. We were out here with coffee and bagels. Some of the – Kellen, who's the president, and Dan Saxon, the PR rep, were here at 5 a.m. And then I got here around 6:30. It was a long day, but by, I'd say, 7 o'clock, we probably had 25 groups.
Fantastic. Let's talk a bit about the – weather. I'm looking here, and it looks like I'm looking online. Why don't you give us the direct? How is it right now in State College?
It's your normal State College weather, essentially. There are spots in the sky where I can see sun. There are dark clouds. There's some wind. There's not been rain today, but we had a little bit of rain yesterday. Overall, I've not been able to complain. I mean, it's been a great weather week. It's been very warm. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt right now, and it's almost October. So the weather has been overall very cooperative.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be nice. Maybe a little bit of chance of showers this thing for Saturday. And so I know that doesn't stop you guys. Does it? Obviously makes it a little bit more, not as much fun when the weather gets a bit wet?
Yes and no. We deal with it. A good amount of the campers have done it before, so they know what to prepare for. There's tarps set up and canopy tents and the light just to stay dry. So we're even if it gets a little wet out here, we know what to expect.
Okay. And let's talk. You guys had any special visit? I know you guys love visitors and you love generous food delivery from alumni. Talk to me a little bit about visitors. Any special visitors this week yet?
I am approximately 15 yards away from ESPN's Rob Stone, who right now is here with an ESPN camera crew. He's sleeping out tonight into tomorrow, just doing kind of he wants to experience it for himself. So they got the camera, they're filming stuff for hopefully College Game Day or just somewhere on ESPN. So that's pretty cool. We also are expecting the players to come out tonight at some point. Word has it Darryl Clark might be out, so that's obviously a big deal. Clem's Barbecue will be coming out tonight for some fantastic barbecue. Clem's a good friend of Paternoville, and he is very, very generous to us. We also, the Blue Band's coming out tonight. And we've had a steady stream of just random people driving by, you know, dropping off snacks, dropping off cases of water, just things, just try to help out.
Nice. And people started coming to town yet? RV lot looking like people are starting to arrive yet?
There have been RVs coming by in a steady flow all day, you know, blowing their horns at us and stuff. But I expect tomorrow is just going to be crazy. Right here on the intersection of Curtin and Porter, there's going to be RVs every 3 seconds.
Awesome. And that's your sort of main thing? If somebody wanted to come by and say hello, if they come to the intersection of Curtin and Porter, that's the easiest way to find you?
We are actually, the White House, as we call it, is situated right next to one of the big blue canopies that were installed for the electronic swiper system. So we're right there. Most of the Paternoville guys who have slept out for, you know, every game for their careers, they're all situated towards the front of Paternoville, closest to the road. So that's, and as you get towards the gate, the tents get closer and closer. There's maybe 3 inches between the tents as you get up to the front. It's crazy.
Awesome. So you mentioned a little bit about somebody from ESPN. Obviously, everybody knows, or at least hopefully they know by now. This is game day. Chose State College as their venue. Huge revenge game if you're a Penn State fan. Talk a little bit about the game day experience. I think you said they just started rolling into town.
Game day, yes. They're setting up outside of Bryce Jordan Center right now. Myself and Alex Cohen actually just spoke with some of their producers not too long ago. Just kind of hammering out some of the stuff that they want to do and what they need from us and that kind of thing. The big movement on campus, and I definitely want to get this out, is to get everyone who's going to game day to bring a blank white sign. I mean, every week, you know, you see the signs on game day, you see, you know, clever phrases or whatever. A couple of them make you laugh. But, you know, it gets old. It's the same every week. So in honor of the White House, on Saturday, the movement was created to get everybody to bring blank white signs and to wear white to game day.
And the nice thing about, so for, I think everybody on campus knows, but for alumni and for out-of-towners who want to check out game day, the message you want to get out to all those people is you need to bring a blank white sign, correct?
Blank white sign and, of course, wear white for the White House.
Yes.
But white sign,
you don't need to think up any creative sign. You don't need any markers. You just show up with a white sign.
Exactly. We think it's going to be, you know, we pride ourselves in obviously being one of the best, if not the best, student sections in the country. And we feel that this is something that, you know, it's so simple, yet it's making a huge statement against everything else that every other school has done. So it's, I think it's going to be a great success.
Well, I can't wait to turn on game day on Saturday morning and see what it looks like. I think it's going to be pretty cool. So, everybody, if you're listening to this and you're going up to State College this weekend and you're going to check out game day, please, please, please wear white and bring a blank white sign. Now, let's go back to game day. You said you were talking to the producers. Any sightings of Lee or Kirk or Chris Fowler, any of those gentlemen?
We actually have not had any sightings as of now. We're basically kept on notice in case they do want to do something. We have no confirmation of anything yet, but we're hoping we might make it in somehow.
Yeah.
I would personally love to meet those guys. I saw Chris Fowler speak in the spring. He came here for the Center of Sports Journalism, so I'd love to get a chance to meet him, but it would be cool to get to know those guys. But we're hoping maybe we can do something.
Well, I mean, they usually on SportsCenter, on the Friday afternoon SportsCenter, the one that comes on 6 Eastern, they usually do a little live segment there. So hopefully you guys can get on that. So I'm sure if there's a way that you guys will be on top of it. Let's talk a little bit about just keeping up with you guys. Obviously, you guys have a ton of stuff planned. You guys are, you know, it's extremely well organized. If people, and when I say people, I'm talking about alumni, fans, students, doesn't matter who you are, if they want to get more involved or they want to keep up with Paternoville and you guys, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, as I said in our last webinar, we put a lot of effort into keeping everyone updated with our Facebook fan page, our Twitter, and our website. We really that was one thing in the offseason we really wanted to do, because we always had alumni asking, you know, where can I get information, where can I see pictures. So we really tried to help that out, and we enjoyed doing it too. So especially our Facebook page has been bombarded with pictures and just updates of the week. I think I just sent out an update today saying Rob Stone was going to be out here and for everybody to come out. So that's any of those mediums will definitely help with staying connected. And also, if you're on campus, stop by. We love having visitors out here. We love, you know, just talking about the game, talking about Paternoville or whatever. We love to brag about the fact that we've been out here since Monday morning for the sunrise.
So Facebook, and do a search for Paternoville, and they can find you. And then if people come by, I thought you said that this year new, you've got all the power and wireless internet set up there, so you guys are fully online and connected, right?
Yep, we are as wired as we've ever been.
Okay. Now, I also heard something else this week. You've got, not only do you have Rob Stone from ESPN, but you've got a couple of the Collegian writers who are camping out, and they're keeping a blog.
That's correct. We have Greg Cohen and Stephen Hennessy from the Daily Collegian have been here almost as long, actually, as long as we have, and they've been keeping a blog for the Collegian website. They update about 3 or 4 times a day, and they're doing a fantastic job with it. So that will be found on the Daily Collegian website, which I believe is collegian.psu.edu. And I think there's a icon right there with a picture of Paternoville. It says live blog, and they're doing a great job with that.
Give us that URL one more time if you want to check that out.
Is collegian.psu.edu, or you could just search for Daily Collegian on Google.
Okay. We will make sure to get a link up for that, and I'll just put it on the Twitter stream right now for people. Awesome. Well, listen, anything else that you would like to cover or like to say today?
If there are any other students out there who aren't up here yet, we still have room for tents. Amazingly, we still have room for tents. So get up here and join the fun.
Okay.
And if there's anyone out there, I know we had somebody last time who was in high school and wanted to know how they could get more involved. Our contact information for myself, Alex, and Dan are all right on the website. So, you know, we are more than accommodating for any questions.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, we got a bunch of questions coming in from the website. Are you cool to take some questions right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. We got Dan in State College. He says, how many days of classes have you missed to be here?
I hope my dad's not listening, but I have a feeling he is. I've actually only missed one class due to Paternoville activities this week.
All right. One out of how many?
One out of two. I'd say I had 10 classes this week, and I've only missed one. So that, I,
right,
you know,
that
I don't
90%
think
is a very respectable for somebody who's got so much going on.
It's been one of those weeks where it just happened that way.
Got another question here from Zajun, who asks, where are you guys going to the bathroom?
Fortunately, when Graham Spanier, Penn State University president, came out last year, that was the same question he asked. We have access to one of the outdoor bathrooms at the stadium with running water and everything. The water's freezing cold, so for the cold campouts, unfortunately, we try to avoid washing our hands. Although University Health Services has provided us with hand sanitizer this year to try to prevent the swine flu outbreak that they fear.
Okay, awesome. Dan from State College asks, what's the best thing about being out there, and what have you been doing to keep yourself occupied?
Well, the best thing I would say is the end result on game day when I'm entering that stadium at 6 o'clock and I'm in the first row. But besides that, just the whole experience, I was just saying to the guys a little bit ago, just this week has been unbelievable with the amount of pride and passion out here for this team and just getting ready for the game Saturday. It's just been a nonstop 900-person tailgate. Just spontaneous drum lines with all the fight songs and everything will break out. You know, somebody's always got the cowbell out. It's just the whole experience.
Awesome. And he wants to know, what do you do to keep yourself occupied when you're there? What are people doing during the day?
Keep myself occupied.
Is there any studying that goes on in Paternoville?
I try to study. I try to get some schoolwork done.
All right.
We play a version of sort of like horseshoes, trash can football, where you have, we have these big blue recycle bins, and we open them up, and you got to throw the ball across and into the other opposing trash cans. We just make our own fun out here, really. We have football games and frisbees, and or we just sit around and shoot the breeze. It's all creative fun, basically.
Yeah. Next question is Justin, not me, but another Justin from State College wants to know, what is your – he said tomorrow's game. I guess he means Saturday's game. What's your prediction?
My prediction for Saturday is a tough, hard-fought game. I think both teams, it's just going to be a knock-em-out, drag-em-out sort of brawl. I think it's going to be a close game until about the middle of the fourth quarter. Penn State's going to pull away and win by a touchdown, I would say.
Okay. So you envision a nail-biting battle the whole way through.
Nail-biting battle. We pull it off in the end.
All right. Gosh, we have a lot of Justins here. This is Justin in Fairfax, Virginia, right? John, if you could share a tent for a night with any other paternal villa, past or present, who would it be and why? Is this a stage question, or do you know who this person is?
I do know Justin. He's an alumni of Paternoville, or alumnus,
okay.
I should say. And, wow.
That's, is this an inside question. Joke that I'm reading out here?
Yeah. Something like that. I would have, well, I guess the politically correct answer would be my girlfriend, who is in our group and has been with us for every single game. If I had another one, I would probably say, well, my roommate from last year is in our group. He snores, though. I'd say the president, Alex Cohen, because, you know, we wouldn't sleep a lot, but it'd be an entertaining night.
All right, there you go. And he wants to know what puzzle you're working on this week.
Tell Justin that we actually do not have a puzzle this week. I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. I'm not in charge of the puzzle, but there's no puzzle this week. So I know Justin is going to be very disappointed to hear that, but...
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, wasn't that sort of a tradition that there was always a puzzle that was being worked on?
Yeah, there's always a pretty big puzzle. Last year, I think one of them was of Wrigley Field. Another one was Clint Eastwood. Things pass the time is build a giant puzzle. But for whatever reason, this week, it's just hasn't been out here.
So visitors are going to show up and they're not bringing food, maybe bring a puzzle?
A puzzle? Yeah, we do. I don't know if we're going to be able to complete it by Saturday, but we do need a puzzle out here eventually.
All right.
Maybe like a 10-piece kid puzzle.
Yes. And Onward State wrote here that the Collegian gets a shout-out and Onward State doesn't. So I suppose we can give an Onward State a shout-out, but I don't know their full URL. Do you happen to know it?
I believe it's just onwardstate.com, and my apologies to Armored State, because I have been in contact with them all week as well, and they have done a great job with not just that, but also, I don't know if you heard about the situation with the freshman who passed away this week.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Armored State did a great job with keeping all the students updated. That's where all my friends were checking every, you know, throughout the day, and they just did a great job with that. So I would give a shout-out to onwardstate.com.
There you go, onwardstate.com. I think that's pretty much it for questions. So as usual, we like to keep these short and sweet, but it's awesome to get the live updates from you. And if people want, you guys obviously putting pictures, and there's going to be some video on the Facebook page as well?
Yeah, we got a lot of pictures. I'm gonna take a video tonight. There have been videos posted earlier this week, so we're all over the social networking thing.
Awesome. So on Twitter, and obviously everybody, I'll post all these links when we do the replay. You'll be able to find the replay of this on PennStateFanTalk.com. All the audio, you can download it. You can rip it to your iPod. And we'll have all the links here so that you don't have to try and decipher from what we've been saying. You can just go ahead and put all those in. And anything else you'd like to leave us with here, John?
We got to get a win Saturday. If you come to the game, be loud and wear white.
Awesome.
That's about all I got to say.
Be loud, wear white, show up at game day, wear white, bring a white sign.
Yes, and get in the stadium as early as you can. I know tailgating's a blast, although I guess I wouldn't know because I'm always outside the gate 5 hours before the game. But just get in the stadium, grow light, and if you still have your voice on Sunday, you didn't do enough.
One last thing here. We did get one more update from Justin, who in Fairfax, he says, no puzzle, question mark, we're going to lose. The one time during the week-long tenting, we didn't finish the puzzle with 2006 Michigan, and we lost. So I think he's big into the superstition thing. So maybe we can have somebody come up and bring by a puzzle, even if it's a small one. We can get a puzzle finished just to keep the good luck going.
I've heard the story about 06 Michigan, and I totally forgot about that, so we really need to get some type of puzzle out here just to continue it.
So anybody's listening, and you're going by Paternoville, and you have a puzzle, doesn't matter how big or how small, bring the puzzle.
We need a puzzle.
All right. John, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. You know, as an alumni of Penn State, I can say that, you know, really proud to that all the stuff that you guys do as students and how loud you get it, and it's just absolutely fantastic, and keep up the good work, and we will be in touch with you guys soon.
Sounds good, Justin. Thank you for having me on again. It was a blast, just like last time, so I'm looking forward to doing it possibly later in the season.
Absolutely. Okay. Bye, Brad.
The moderator has left the conference.